Hey, this is Tim King from the band Soil and Embryonic Autopsy, and you're watching CMS TV. Turn that shit up.
Welcome to, what is it, Monday?
Monday.
Anybody watching today?
It's a beautiful day outside, so I doubt that. Yeah.
Not many. How they're watching the replay. That's what it's for, right? It's for
I guess.
That's why we have the replay, so people can watch that.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about making money until we have people actually watching the show.
Yeah, no, not yet.
We had a guest scheduled for today, and they have to reschedule for next week.
Yes, yeah, so they'll be on next Monday.
Next Monday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
I was looking forward to it today, actually, but I was ready for it today.
Quite frankly, I didn't even know we had one until I saw your post.
And then it didn't happen, so whatever, right?
I guess it didn't matter.
Dude.
Rumble's on? Yeah, I think everybody's on.
Yeah, we're Rumble's good. On. We got 10 people over at Rumble. We got 3 on the other. Wow.
I don't even like thinking
it's
about
a
that.
It's a slow first 80 degree day of the year.
Yeah, man. That sucks because honestly, I feel like being out and enjoying it.
I do too.
I'm sitting there going, man, it's really kind of cold in this house. And like, it'd be really nice to be outside right now.
Right.
You can rip out there and do the show.
I could do that or just do it with your phone.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be comfortable. Like, I don't have a chair out there.
You got plenty of time now to get a chair. Put it out there.
Yeah, man.
For the summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, I promise you, I have a chair and a little table out in front of my house.
Yeah.
There will be a show or two that I do from there. That's happening.
I bitched, what, all last year about getting a grill?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got one. And I used it once last year. And so I was kind of irritated with myself. And so I decided this year is going to be my grilling year, the summer grill for Seth. And so I fired it up yesterday, made sure that it was still working. Still got plenty of propane, thanks to Rick. And I am ready for the grilling season.
There you go.
And it's supposed to be like, I think, 40 by the end of the week. Nice. But I'm ready. It's funny, my family goes, well, my wife and daughter go, well, I said, what do you want me to make first night on the grill? And they both say, salmon.
Salmon?
Salmon. I said, all right, my grill does not cook salmon. I don't have these specifications to cook salmon on a grill.
What part of the cow is salmon?
I tried to figure out the same thing. Is it the nuts or something? Like, I don't know. I've never seen the salmon part of a cow.
Yeah. Your choices should be T-bone, sirloin, filet mignon. You know, your choices should not be salmon or tuna.
No, or whatever they ground up into making a nice fat burger. I mean, that's nice what burger. It should be.
If you want to change, chicken.
Chicken. I can eat chicken on the grill. Salmon, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, salmon's tough on the grill.
Do you like salmon?
I do like salmon a ton, but it's still tough on the grill. You got to wrap it up in tinfoil and, right, you know. I mean, you could do it. Dude, the difference between a steak and a salmon on a grill, a steak you could just throw on the grill. And that all by itself is great. If you cook it and you don't overcook it, it's fantastic. With salmon, you got to do a bunch of prep work to make it any good. You got to wrap it in tinfoil, maybe squirt on a little bit of, lemon juice on it, some lemon juice, maybe a little butter. You know, you got to mix all that in, maybe a little chives or something in there with it.
Yeah, see.
Pepper.
I was trying to ask, my family, what exactly does salmon taste like? And neither one of them would give me an answer.
Well, you won't know the answer anyway because you probably only had tuna fish. That's your extent of fish.
I've had fish sticks.
Okay. Doesn't taste like that.
So what is, and then they go, well, what does chicken taste like? Well, everybody knows what chicken tastes like. I mean, chicken's chicken. But I don't know, does salmon have a real fishy taste to it?
No. No. It's more like a meat? It's more like a meat. It's got a consistency kind of like tuna fish. Like if you've ever eaten tuna fish out of the can, not mixed up with a bunch of mayonnaise and shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that kind of a consistency where it kind of flakes off sort of. And, I don't know. It has its own flavor, really. It definitely, it's not, I think you'd be fine with salmon because the flavor of it is not, it's not like an overbearing flavor.
Right.
Like, like a swordfish or something that has a distinct flavor to it. Salmon's one step up from tuna fish, really. And tuna fish is kind of the universal fish, you know.
What does planket mean?
Planket. I don't know. Where did you see that? Oh, there. I don't know what he's talking about there. I have no idea.
I think I've heard the term. I just don't know what it means.
I know of planking, like you get on your elbows and your feet and you
hold yourself there. I'm not doing that. Obviously, I have one less advantage with the feet thing. So.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you, since we're talking a little bit about exercise here a little bit, I've been doing, sure can't tell by looking at my big, fat, disgusting ass, but I have been working out 6 days a week since the beginning of the year.
All right. What do you do?
I do yoga in the morning and 6 days a week, and I lift weights 3 days a week. Not heavy, not crazy heavy because I don't want to get hurt, and I do get hurt, so I don't, but I've been doing it. And I'll be honest, I've gotten past the point of, do I got to fucking do this today?
Yeah.
You know, I'm past that point. I'm to the point now where I'm like, okay, I'm awake. You know, let's get this done before I go get some coffee or something. You know, I'm at that point now. Dude, every day I'm good with it, except Mondays.
Yeah.
I almost threw up today.
Really?
And I'm just going to tell you. The yoga I'm doing, it's not like I'm doing 45 minutes of hot yoga.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing simple yoga that fat guys can do.
Right.
So that pretty much tells you that, it's good enough to work up a sweat. It's good enough to get my heart rate up, but it's definitely not, okay, stand on one toe and, bend all the way over and all that other shit. You know, it ain't that. I'm telling you, I did the workout today. It's 30, 35 minutes. I had to get back in bed. I was like, holy shit, I'm going to die today. And I don't know what it was. I feel fine. You know, I laid around for a half hour, then I was fine. But, dude, there's something about Monday. And I'm curious if anybody else that works out regularly has that on whatever their first day of the week is. Because I don't work out on Sundays. Sundays are because I'm up all night doing CMS anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Data rest.
Yeah, it's my day. Well, I usually don't even go to bed until like 9 or 10 in the morning.
Right.
On Sunday. So by the time I do get up, it's already 3 o'clock, and then it's just, you know, get through the day to get to the night so I can sleep and flip the schedule again. But yeah, I don't know what it was today, but I'm like that every Monday. Every Monday, I just feel crappy. And then the rest of the week, I'm good.
Rick does not want to see you in yoga pants.
Yeah, neither do I. Jesus Christ, dude.
So we actually joined. Look at us, man. Us fat guys hitting the gym and stuff.
Yeah.
So we joined the Broadview Heights Rec Center here. And we go, I think it's like 4 to 5 days a week, but generally four because, you know, other days where we got other shit going on.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, 4 days is pretty good. And
okay.
So they have the same kind of bike thing that I had when I was in the hospital.
Okay.
That I used as like a therapy bike when I lost a leg. And so, you know, they wanted me to use this thing, whatever. And then, so what it is basically it's a bike that you sit down.
Yeah, it's like a big wheel.
And the pedals are in front.
Yeah, it's like the green machine or whatever that big wheel was.
But it's also got like arm things that go back and forth. So
yeah.
You know, it's a pretty full body kind of, you know, workout kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's so weird us to talk about exercising. It's pretty fucked up, to be honest with you.
Two fattest guys on the internet telling exercise stories.
We, you know, how we work out. Ask us in 6 months. You're gonna know why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But so when I was in the hospital and they put me on this damn thing, I didn't know what I was doing. And you know, the most exercise I had before that was walking to the fridge, and I sweat doing that shit. It was just a nightmare of not exercising for me.
Sure.
Or the exercise I would get would be walking downstairs or to the elevator and go outside to smoke a cigarette in the parking lot and then go back upstairs and go to work. And so my exercise level hasn't exactly been very great.
Sure.
So when I got on that bike, when I was in the hospital, I was doing maybe less than 5 minutes on the bike.
Okay.
Before, you know, I was like, and you know, they were ready to break out the defibrillator. And
right.
So, by the end of the time, by the time I left the hospital, like a month after that, I was up to like 15 minutes solid of using a bike. Now I'm up to, I can go 40 minutes without stopping on the bike now.
Okay, that's good.
Which I don't think is that bad. And I'm not like out of breath. And so, you know, I'm not doing like a leisurely pace. I mean, I'm moving pretty good. Like the other day I did, in 40 minutes, I did just over 3.5 miles on this bike.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't know how good that is. I don't know how bad that is. I don't really know.
It cannot be bad for a guy with one leg.
Right. And just remember that. I do have one leg, but I'm using both legs on the machine. So it's technically, it's giving me, you know, trying to build up the leg muscles a little bit so that it gets easier for me to walk around and stairs and stuff like that are, you know, a little bit easier. So I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you figure, you know, if I do 3.5 miles, 4 days a week, let's say.
Yeah.
On an average, 4 days a week. Some days, you know, some weeks maybe a little bit more. I think that that's not a bad thing, but I need to get on a weight program too because, you know, I think all I'm really doing with this is more cardio than anything. Sure. I don't know how much weight I'm losing. So I need to start doing like sit-ups and stuff like that and, you know, like, you know, get on a weight program too.
Yeah, that's... Dude, one of the luckiest things that I ever did was when I first got divorced, you know, I was over talking to my mom and she had this Nautilus machine. It's really nice. It's like a gym quality one, the kind that you would get in the gym.
Yeah.
And she was going to throw it away because it was just out in her garage. And I laid claim to it. Dude, this thing is worth like $3,000.
Really?
And I have this Nautilus thing, and it does everything. It does the legs, it does the bench, it does the pull downs, it does the flies, like all that different stuff. So, you know, it's great. I don't even have to go to a gym, really. I just turn up the music and I move from the couch to the.
Can you look up recumbent bike?
That's the one that Greg Mack was telling you about. Is that right?
I don't know. This Bob also is like me, minus a leg. So I wonder if it's what I'm thinking of or what I use.
Recumbent bike. Yeah, this is what you use. Let me find a picture. Yeah, these things look like the old big wheel. Open image and new tab. All right. Boy, that's an awful small picture. Wait a minute. I was ready to put it up, and the thing is tiny. Hold on.
That's what she said.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother story. No amount of weights is fixing that.
Hey, look, Joe, but when we lose weight, I think it just, you know, automatically looks bigger.
Makes the dick bigger.
Bigger. Because, you know.
All right. Of course, this picture will not display for some reason. What the hell?
I'm sure it's what I'm talking about, but
it is. Just keep talking. I'll find it. I'll find a bigger picture.
I'll work out on Sunday if I got enough sleep. Weekend, work out on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything is better than not doing it. Well done. I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, look, I gotta take baby steps. I'm not running a marathon ever. I'm not going to get probably on a regular bike and go tooling around town because I don't want to fall over and get killed. Yeah.
You're not going to meet Greg Mack for a good ride to work.
No, I mean, I'd love to have Greg on the show. He's a good guy, but I'm not going to go biking with him. I mean, it's just one of those things. My motorcycle riding days are most likely over, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I could do it.
Which leg is gone? The right one or the left one?
The right one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if the right one, it'd be hard to ride a motorcycle. Because you shift the gears and stuff with the right
foot. Listen, do they have an automatic motorcycle?
They may. I've never had one. I've never ridden one, but they might.
So, I mean, look, the last experience I had at this rec center, because we belonged to it a few years back. Mm-hmm. Actually, you realize on, what's today? Today, the 15th?
Yeah.
It'll be 2 years tomorrow that I got sick. Like real sick, like to the point where I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then 2 years on Wednesday when I was put into the coma and they took the leg off.
Wow.
So Wednesday, 2 years to the day, because it was April 17th, but it was April 16th that I was sitting around the house. My wife left. In case you haven't heard this story, I was sitting there. It was Saturday, April 16th.
Right.
Day before Easter 2 years ago. And my wife came home from work and she brought home lunch, which she normally had done. And she forgot to bring me a Diet Coke. Right.
Okay.
And I fucking went off.
Right.
I started screaming at her. I'm throwing shit around the house. I was pounding on the table, telling her to fuck off and get out and everything else. Obviously, there was something wrong.
Sure.
I normally would not yell about not bringing home a Diet Coke.
Right. And
so she didn't know really the severity of what was going on. She didn't know what was going on, period, because I was just being a dick. And so she's like, if we're going to act like this, I'm going to take our daughter. I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Right.
I said, go. Get the fuck out. Wow. And so she left.
Okay.
And then she came back the next day. That night, I remember, all I vaguely remember is sitting down with a, because I was in a lot of pain. And my foot was bleeding at the time, not to be graphic or disgusting. But I took a plastic bag, apparently, and I tied it around my leg.
To catch the blood?
And I sat down, with a bottle of liquor. And I don't think I drank any because I just passed out.
Right.
And then when my wife came home the next day, I was literally crazy and I didn't know what I was doing. I don't remember any of that. I was playing on my phone. Phone was dead. Watching TV that wasn't on. And that's when they came and got me and then took me to the hospital and put me in a coma and took the leg off. So that'll be 2 years this week.
Are you weirded out?
I mean, it's one of those things that you like. Look, I know it's not new. It's been 2 years. But it's still relatively new to the point that you're sitting there going,
oh, yeah.
God, man, I hope I make it through the anniversary of this one. I can't wait to see the 18th or 19th or 20th, whatever.
Dude, let me be clear to you. December 12th will be my 30th year with the burn accident. And I ain't going to lie that every single year it doesn't fuck me up just a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's a little less now than it used to be. I mean, it used to be a big thing. And, I mean, I went a decade of not doing things. I went a decade without grilling. I went a decade without seeing fireworks because I couldn't deal with the sound of the explosions. I went 10 years with kids. You know, I had little kids, and I couldn't go to fireworks because I couldn't sit through it without fucking having like wartime flashbacks.
Look, and here's the deal, man. I'm never the guy that's going to toot my own horn or anything, and I appreciate what Bob said here.
Yeah.
Come along so far in 2 years. Look, in the 2 years since this accident, whatever you want to call it, or illness, and unfortunate removal of my right leg, I have learned to, you know, walk again, drive again.
Yeah.
I now have 4 jobs that include this one that I'm doing. I have, you know, so I mean, it's not like I didn't sit and wallow in it, and I certainly didn't sit there and say it's gonna let, you know, I'm gonna let this beat me. And I think from going from 6 minutes on a fucking recumbent bike to almost 45 minutes on a daily basis, I don't think it's that bad.
Hell no, dude, you did what you had to do. Let's call it what it is. You could have laid around, got yourself on disability, and just laid at home and been a fucking whiner forever, or you did what you did, which was went back to what you do. Into radio in a couple different ways, and you're doing what you do.
Yeah, it is a little bit, like I said, I think about it when this time comes around. I do think about it and go, shit, I hope it doesn't happen again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not this week. Come on. This week. Let me just get through this week. Be dude, okay.
You're never going to shake that, dude. You're just never going to. You know, maybe 8, 10, 12 years ago, something like this, whatever it was ago, 10, but it's been a long time since the accident. I was fucking around with my grill, and I couldn't get the damn thing to light. And I did what you're not supposed to do, which was I lit a piece of paper and threw it in that bitch.
Yeah.
This thing went off like a goddamn cannon. Boom! And I was, and I am telling you, you know, once the initial, holy shit, what just happened, went away, I spent the next 2 weeks right back in the burn, right back in the steel mill. My brain took me right back like it was happening again. And that was, if that was 10 years ago, say, that would be 20 years after it happened.
Yeah.
You're always going to be triggered with it. The thing that you just try to do is be better for it. Not be afraid to talk about it. And that's the biggest thing that you've probably done that's helped you, if I say so, you know, is that you talk about it.
Oh,
you don't,
of course.
You don't sit there. Well, you say, of course. I guarantee you, go to a... And I don't think you've done this, but go to a support group for people that have lost limbs.
Yeah.
If there's 15 people in it, 12 won't say a goddamn word. It'll be you and 2 other guys doing all the talking. Because a lot of people, when they go through something traumatic, they lock down. They're afraid. They're afraid that, one, they're afraid to talk about it. 2, they're afraid that people that are going through it as well won't look at them as serious as
yeah, I get it.
You know, as they do. So they'll feel like you're almost talking down to them because you're just like, hey, I'm out doing 4 jobs. What are you doing? Oh, it's been 6 years. I'm still sitting on my couch. I'm watching Judge Judy. You know, it's like, you know, they look at that a different way. And neither is right or wrong. I mean, everybody has to deal with their own shit. But dude, you've done them. I mean, dude, you are so much more productive and so much less asshole-y than you were even when me and you reconnected.
Yeah, I know. that's true.
No, that's not.
You got to remember how much of a pain in the ass I was, and how pissed off I was.
And you were totally, and you should have been. You're looking at that like you shouldn't have been. You absolutely. Somebody cuts off my fucking leg. You better believe I'm going to be more than passingly mad. You know, I'm going to be ready to murder somebody on a moment's notice. You know, it's tough to wrap your head around it. You're still probably wrapping your head around it.
Yeah, but you know, it is easy. It's tougher this week than it is any other time, I think, because sure. Again, it just brings back all those memories of what mm-hmm. I was doing and how I was, and you know, like even on my phone, like it shows you memories of like, you know, 2 years ago, whatever it was, sure. And you know, the week before this, I was in Savannah, and I remember, you know, walking around, and I remember that's when I found this nail that was stuck inside my shoes when I was mm-hmm. on vacation, having a good time. And then I remember coming back and talking with Chiselka about doing the podcast. And I remember meeting him at Panera just days before I ended up, you know, getting sick for good. And I felt like I had the flu, and I was sitting there with him, and I couldn't really focus on what I was doing. And then the next couple of days when it all went downhill. So yeah, just this week floods back memories of
sure.
That kind of shit.
Yeah. Dude, and it's always going to. I mean, it's like it's as big a day as when your kid is born. It just is. You know, it's the most traumatic day you're ever gonna have in your life. You're never, God willing, you're never gonna have anything more traumatic than that.
Yeah, I mean, look. It is what it is, and I'm starting to learn that that's just kind of life, dude. If it does yeah. happen again and I lose the other one, then it is, you know, get back up from that one, too.
Yeah,
just got to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, you know, last week with OJ dying brought a lot of burn shit back to me.
I can imagine.
Because I spent that year recovering from burns. You know, that was how I killed time. When I was going through the burn thing, was watching the damn OJ trial, because it was something that was long and consistent that I could put my brain into that was not burns.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it was some lady getting her head cut off, but you know, it still kept my brain occupied on something else. But yeah, dude, every year in December's always a brutal month for me, man, because December 12th is my burn accident. December 13th is my dad's birthday, who has passed away.
Yeah.
So that's a 1-2 whammy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just it. It seems like the whole course of your life has changed for the better. So, I mean, yeah. In a way, that's true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it.
You know, there's a lot of things that are a lot different now, but.
Sure. Which are probably better.
Yes.
Seems like you and Heather get along good. That's good.
Better than we did beforehand.
So that's a good thing.
Me and my daughter get along better than we were before. I mean, there's a lot of things. I stopped smoking.
Yeah. You and Chiselka are good buddies when it comes to politics and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That changed too. that's why we're here, to bring everybody together.
That's right.
So, yeah, but I mean, the gym thing does help me, too, you know, going back to the gym. But, you know, the sure. thing, walking around as an amputee at a gym like that is somewhat intimidating at times. You know, because I go there with my wife, and she's on the treadmill and stuff, and there's all these dudes walking around wearing tank tops, their muscles flowing everywhere. And, you know, I'm just fucking gimp guy getting on, yeah, on so a bike what? Trying to hobble on. But I will say the scenery is nice in, you know, both directions, I guess.
Dude, you can't worry about what other people think or say, because you can look at it like, oh, they're in good shape and I'm not, or you can look at it like, these motherfuckers, the worst thing they've gone through is a sprained ankle.
But I, you like, know? I remember the last time I was there when we had joined before, just when after I got out of the hospital and stuff, and I finally got a leg and I was walking on a treadmill on it and leg fell off and I fell to the ground.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking embarrassing fucking moment, like you can't believe. And the worst part about it was the dumbasses that were there working out walked over me to go to another treadmill.
Yeah.
Nobody helped you up. Nobody picked you up and said, hey, can I help you? All right. Nothing. So, you know, going back, that has been a traumatic experience too, because now you're sitting there going, God, please let the legs stay on and everything's all right while I'm here.
Well, dude, but it's part of the process. You know, what's crazy is 3 years from today or 2 years from today, you'll have the leg thing down. Like completely, you won't have any issues anymore with the it just will be, it'll be something you don't even think about anymore. It's just part of your day. You know what I mean? Yeah. It already is getting there.
Oh yeah, it's a lot easier than it used to be. A lot easier. I don't use a cane now when I go out.
Right.
You know, the only time I ever use a cane is like for stairs.
Right.
Because you know it's a little bit trickier going up and down stairs. If there's no railings, especially.
Right.
But other than that, I don't use the cane for anything.
Yeah, which is, I mean, how, dude, when me and you first started talking, you were in the chair.
Yeah, I know. I had to wheel around Billy's studio trying to get in and out of that place in a wheelchair.
Yeah, which that place was clearly made for handicap.
Yeah. I should have sued Billy. What was I thinking? There was a lawsuit there.
Yeah. Could have made tens of dollars. Could have made tens of dollars off of
tens of dollars. I would have asked for is free food out of the food truck.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're coming up on 2 years, dude.
And I'm glad you're both of us are working out trying to get back in our svelte selves. I never was svelte, dude. I've never been a thin guy ever. You, on the other hand, were. Yeah,
I was at one point until I got burned. But, you know, I have no thoughts that I'm somehow going to be some buff dude. I'm always going to be a fat piece of shit. I'm just doing it more to get energy. For me, it's all about just having energy. There's things that I want to do this summer that right now, if I had to do them, I don't know that I could. The Metallica show was a big wake up call for me, dude.
All right.
Going up to fucking Ford Field and, you know, having to walk through a parking lot that was sketchy and, you know, being by myself, that all was sketchy to where I was like, I'm not in the kind of shape I need to be in if I ever have to fight my way out of this shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to start doing something. Because that was November?
Yeah.
And that's right when it got into my head, like, you got to do something because you are dying quickly, sir. You know, you got to fix it. And then I started.
Scott says, no wonder you agreed to do a show at Chisake. You weren't well. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
I think you just needed to strengthen your lungs a little bit.
Yeah.
Got it by yelling at him and him yelling at you. That's funny.
Rick called me a trans foot person or something. All right, so the other thing I did this week, other than, yeah. I mean, we've been working out now for a couple of weeks. I don't think I'm showing yet. I look like I'm showing, like, pregnancy-wise, but I'm not actually showing, like, the loss of weight yet. But the other thing I did this week was go out and look at firearms. We talked about this the other day.
Yes.
And so I am now in the market for buying, and I, you know, haven't bought yet. I still am kind of like pricing things out and seeing what is out there. And so I went to this one gun shop. It was on Northfield.
Okay.
We're kind of going towards you. Well, definitely going towards your area there.
Sure.
And it was on 82.
Okay.
And it seemed like a nice place. Nice. It had a lot of stuff, a lot of variety. And a kid was there, younger guy, was helping me look at stuff.
Sure.
And let me, you know, hold a bunch of different shit. But I'm just not an expert, man. I'm just not. When you don't know shit, you don't know shit.
Right.
And so I'm looking at guns and he's like, well, this is a 1959 Colt revolver. You know, it's really tight. So it's never been used really. This one's like 575. Wait, okay, look. Where's the discount case that you have?
No, just here. Ask him, where's the girls' guns?
Okay, girls' guns, I think, is a little bit different. I'm not looking for a girl gun, but I'm not looking to go to fucking war. Like, you are, and like some of our friends, are prepared for combat.
Yeah.
I just want something near me so that when I, you know, if somebody comes through my fucking back door, some illegal, and, you know, I need to pull a gun because I'm in a wheelchair with no leg on at the time, I have something to fire and shoot their face. You know, yeah, that's all I need.
The one you the one you showed me, the second one, the Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You don't need nothing more than that. Not right now. If you get the itch later, then you buy bigger guns.
So, like, they showed me, I mean, there were some badass guns, man. I mean, this guy pulled out, I don't know what he called it, but this thing was big.
I'm with you on this one, Rick. I recommend the Judge as well. Why? Because I have one.
Okay.
I love the Judge.
Yeah, it was probably like, what, $600-$700?
Yeah, well, that was 10 years ago, too. It's probably more than that now, but...
Yeah, well, see, I can't afford that kind of stuff, dude, all right? $300, and I'm sitting there going, dude, seriously, I got to spend $300 to protect myself? These shit things should be free. I got to be a drug dealer. I'll get one for free from somebody down the road for like $80 or something.
There you go.
I mean, if I was just trying to get one illegally, I can get it for, you know, a fair market price, and, yeah, and, you know, it'll be all right.
Get it for a couple of joints at a...
Right,
know, a tenth of a bag of meth or something.
Yeah, I'll pick the kid up a 40 at the Dave's drive-through, and, you know, and I'll get a gun.
Right.
And so, you know, I need to get something for protection. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I you know, I felt like a pussy telling people, oh, I'm more vulnerable now. Well, I am. It's just the reality of the situation. I have one leg. You push me, I'm going to tip over, and, you know, I need something to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the Smith & Wesson that you showed me was what, a 9mm?
9mm, yeah, Smith & Wesson, $300.
That's all you need. That is all you need.
You now, what kind of damage am I going to do with that?
You're gonna lay a real hurt, if not a kill, on somebody that comes through your door. What you don't want, unless it's an intimidating looking monster, is a 22. Because a 22, while it will hurt, is not a guaranteed kill. A 22 is like a BB. It's a little stronger than a BB, obviously, but it's like a BB. It's tiny. Believe it or not, where's my gun? This?
Yeah.
Is a 20, it shoots 22s. This is a baby gun. But I'll tell you what, if I come out in my hallway, think about this. It's dark and you see this coming at you. What are you doing? You're getting the fuck out of that hallway, right?
Yeah.
But it only shoots 22s. But my Judge, which is a handgun, doesn't look intimidating. But oof, it'll cut you in half.
So what caliber do you need to really stop somebody in their tracks?
At least a 9mm.
Well, that's what this one was.
Nine mil's perfect. I mean, you don't need shotgun rounds or 410s or, you know, you don't need any of that stuff. You know, you just need, you need a 9mm is enough. 9mm would be perfect because the ammo's cheap enough, and it'll do the damage you need it to do.
All right, we need to take a quick break, if you don't mind.
No, it's all good.
I got something like of vital importance here.
All right.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah, I'll play something. Go ahead.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Assured Window Cleaning specializes in window cleaning, chandelier cleaning, blind cleaning, gutter cleaning, and post-construction cleaning. In business since 1947, Assured Window Cleaning has proudly been serving its customers in Cleveland for 75 years. As a family-owned and operated business, Assured Window Cleaning has built their reputation on trust and delivering the best results possible. When you need window cleaning services for your home or business, contact Assured Window Cleaning. We're one of the top window cleaning companies in all of Cleveland for both residential and commercial. Visit our website today at www.assuredwindowcleaning.com or call us at 440-989-0122 for a quote. And remember, everybody knows Tony. contact Assured Window Cleaning today.
Don't miss a single episode of The Seth Williams Show. The Seth Williams Show airs on Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on thesethwilliamsshow.com, cmstv.net, and Rumble. Catch replays of the show Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at cmstv.net or on cmsradio.net. On-demand replays of each show can be found at www.cmspn.com. With wild content about everything going on in the world today, The Seth Williams Show is the one talk show you can't afford to miss. Tune in every day online, on your phone, or wherever you get great podcasts. Be part of the fun of The Seth Williams Show every day.
Man, I'm dealing with 4,000 things at once. Here. Rick says we've seen dragon toilet paper. No, not the case. Dude, you don't understand the kind of day this has been. Look, you know, not to talk shop here, but you know, I'm constantly booking guests.
Right.
And so I had two guests canceled today for this week, and I had to reschedule and get other guests on. Well, now the guests I scheduled for this week to replace the guests that canceled.
And oh, nice.
So I was like trying to, what am I supposed to do here? Drive me crazy.
Hey, you tell Bob I'm ready to go.
So,
send
yeah.
Send me the StreamYard link. I'll send him a picture of my book.
So the 9mm gun that I looked at for $300. Is $300 a decent price for a Smith & Wesson?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, can you get a cheaper 9mm? Yeah, but can you get one that you can rely on? Not necessarily.
Because the other ones that they showed me were the cheaper ones. It was like a high, called High Point.
Yeah, come on.
And I think we looked at those, and you said you're going to get like 500 rounds out of that before it's going to not work for you anymore.
Yeah.
And, I'm sitting there going, well, where the fuck am I going to shoot 500 rounds? If I have to shoot 500 people, we got a problem.
Well, it's not about that, but that's going to the range and practicing with it and all that other shit. 500 is not a ton.
Well, I guess that's the thing, is that I do have to practice with this damn thing, right? I can't just...
Like, you don't have to. You're more likely to hit something if it comes into your house, though, if you're not nervous when you know... If you're not gripping it for the first time.
I talked to somebody the other morning who said that it was a woman, and they keep their gun, she has a gun, mm-hmm. strapped underneath her dining room table.
Okay.
So that way it's, you know, not a real, it's not out in the open, and yet it's somewhere where, you know, somebody came in, it would be easy to grab it and start shooting.
Sure. Yeah, no, I keep them. I mean, it's not a coincidence that I have one in here, the same one in here. And I have another one in the other room that I'm in most of the time. And I have the other one in the other room that I'm in the rest of the time. That way I'm never away from them. If somebody ever comes in my house, they're going to take a fucking bullet. Yeah, I agree with Bob. Stay with the Smith & Wesson. That's a good idea, dude.
When I was talking to somebody else, they said, don't get a lockbox. I was like, well, why? Why wouldn't I want something to lock it up in? It's because then when you need it, you're not going to sit there trying to think of your passcode and start typing shit in and get it out of a box before you pull it and shoot.
Yeah, you just want to be able to.
I mean, the robber's not going to wait until you get the gun out of the box.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I put in the wrong pin. Hang out.
And so then I talked to somebody else because I'm trying to get numerous things. This is something that's a big purchase for me.
Sure.
One, my wife is afraid of guns, and I think I've talked her into, like, if we get one, you're going to have to learn how to shoot this damn thing. I mean, you know, if I'm not here or you're somewhere where it's at and you're, you know, you can get it before me, you're going to have to be, you know, trained on how to do this. And I think she's finally coming around to understanding that, yeah, this is something important.
Yeah, it is.
But then I talked to somebody else who said, well, I can't live my life with what ifs. You know, what if somebody breaks in, or what if this happens, or what if that happens? Okay, well, there's a lot of families out there who thought the same fucking thing and now have dead children in their family.
Yeah.
Or had their house robbed, or something horrible happened to their family because of not being prepared for what ifs.
Yeah. How do you think the Otero family feels? Oh, that's right. They don't feel anything because they're dead from the BTK killer.
I mean, what if a hurricane hits? What, you're not going to be prepared for if a hurricane's going to hit? You have to be prepared for shit.
That's right.
That's part of life. And I'm not trying to live in fear. I'm not going to live every day wondering if somebody's going to break into my house.
Yeah. That's Rick's 1,000% right there. An unloaded gun or one in a safe is just a dust collector. Exactly, so correct.
I can't sit and worry about everything. And I'm not saying I am worried about somebody every night breaking into the house. Look, this country is to the point where it is right now because of the administration that we have. And they are literally shipping illegals that are hurting people all over this country. Mm-hmm. Say what you want. It's happening. Now, you can call me a racist, a xenophobe, whatever you want to call me, but it's happening. And I'm not saying all of them are horrible people, just like Donald Trump never said that all Mexicans are rapists and murderers and everything else. But there are those people that are coming over here.
Sure.
We had somebody call one day on the radio show saying that they're dropping a bunch of illegals off in Broadview Heights, and specifically in the area where I live.
Great.
Now, that sucks. Look, I know for a fact of some of the hotels where by where I work where they're dropping illegals off. It's happening. All right? And it's happening in our area. So if you don't want to be prepared, I'm sorry, I do. And I happen to live, not to describe where the fuck I live, but I happen to live where an area that is backed up to a wooded area that has paths going around it so people can just kind of walk and see what's going on inside the house sometimes. And if somebody wanted to come down through those woods and fucking walk in my door, I mean, it's locked.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they wanted to come in, they're going to find their way in. And I had to be prepared to shoot them.
And the thing is I don't think the gun for you is as important in your house. I think you'll be fine in your house. I think it's more important for you when you're going to work. You're working downtown, and God knows how many people are ready to shoot somebody that's a vulnerable person downtown. Yeah. What are you going to do if somebody pulls a gun on you? You ain't going to run. You know, you can't run away. What are you going to do, slowly walk away and say, hey, please don't shoot me?
Right. Or don't rob me. Or don't,
yeah. You know what I mean? Here's don't my wallet. Shit don't out of beat me. The hell out of me. No. You got to be able to pull and say, back the fuck up, asshole.
High Point is the World War II grease gun of modern time. Bulky, heavy, but you can beat the crap out of some.
I don't think they're that heavy.
The one I held was pretty heavy. Was a lot it? Heavier than the Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson was kind of like, dude, pick this thing up and poof.
I didn't realize they were that heavy. I've only held one.
I mean, me personally, I mean, I thought the High Point felt better in my hand. It was more of a bulky kind of gun, which, you know, the grip was a little bit more.
Right.
Whereas the Smith & Wesson was thinner and it almost felt like I was worried about it, like, slipping out of my hand.
Well, is your girl gonna use it too or not?
Yeah, I believe so. So
then you get the lighter gun.
Yeah. You prepare for the worst case and hope for the best. Having a gun is a must today.
Yeah.
Should have one, but you have in practice all the time. Make it a date night. Make it fun. I agree.
It is fun. It is. I've done that several times. Gone on date nights to the range. It is fun.
And look, I mean, I would be more than happy to go out shooting with you.
Sure.
Or Charlie, our friend. I mean,
that'd be a date night for me and you, sweetheart.
There you go. We could do yoga and then go shooting.
Yes. Make sure you buy the pink gun.
It's fucked up, though. You bring up pink guns. I remember when I was working with Triv, and it might have been a Tamir Rice thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And some officers brought up some guns, right? To show you the difference between a toy gun, what it looks like, and, you know, real guns.
Right.
And so they had a box of guns, and they laid them out on the table. And we were going down the line trying to pick out which one was which.
Right.
There was a pink gun there. Bright pink. It looked all cute and stuff. And mm-hmm. Real fucking gun, dude. If you saw somebody holding it, you never would have thought that it was a real gun. You would have thought it was just a toy gun, some kid playing around, some pink, stupid-looking thing. That thing would have blown your face off.
Yeah, well, that's
and then they have these other guns that were toys, but they, of course, rip off the tip so they don't look like toys, and you would never know the difference between some of these toy guns and somebody holding a real gun.
That's right.
I had a BB gun when I was a kid, and I borrowed it from a friend. My parents wouldn't let me have a BB gun.
Okay.
And And these kids were fucked up. These kids would do some damage. They'd drive around shooting bus stops, or and they were hoodlums, dude. They were, you know, shooting windows out of cars or some crap like that. I borrowed the gun. All I did was I would sit in my recliner and shoot Christmas ornaments, dude. And, like, it'd be fun to pick off whatever Christmas ornament was there. And my mom's like, "What happened to the ornament?" I don't know. But that gun looked like a real fucking gun. I mean, it was like shiny and silver, and it looked like it would, again, blow your face off. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what's out there that's, you know, real.
You don't know. You don't know. Like I said, like I just showed you, my Mossberg looks intimidating as hell. You know, I had somebody that emailed me about, they saw, I think it was on this show, they saw me holding it and asked me how much I paid for my AK. I was like, I don't have an AK. I got a Mossberg. You know, I don't have that kind of money to be throwing around on an AK.
See, I don't know what the hell the difference is between any of these things.
Well, an AK is, the difference in an AK is an AK would be about 10 times the cost that I spent on this Mossberg.
I mean, I know nothing. When I went in there and I said, "Show me a gun that I can use for protection."
Right.
And they started whipping out all these different things. I had no idea what the hell I was looking at. And he's helping me hold this. I said, "Look, my budget is this.
Yeah.
Find me something that is in my budget that will stop somebody when they enter my house and I can shoot them."
And I guarantee you, he said, "You could get this or this."
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They'll work with you. You know, and look, in the end, if you're, when you're getting ready to buy a gun, to actually do the purchase,
yeah,
hit me up or hit Charlie up or somebody that actually knows to go with you.
Right.
Just because it, you know, when you boil right down to it, when you get right down to it, they're trying to make money too. So they're of course going to tell you, "Well, this one's only $100 more, but you need this." You know, it's got a, and they'll just give you some terminology that they know you don't know.
Like, hey, I had no idea. I mean, this kid,
he's treating you like a chick at a fucking, like at a auto repair shop.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I felt. Not that he was a bad kid; he was a nice kid. I'm just saying that I felt like, I don't, you know,
like a chick at an auto repair shop.
Right. Like, so he started like taking this thing apart. He's like, "Look, this Smith & Wesson. Look how easy it is to take apart. Dude, this. I'm sitting there going, why do you need to take it apart? I just want to shoot somebody. Like, what do I need to take this apart for?"
Well, you got to be able to clean it.
Why do I got to clean it?
Because if you don't keep it cleaned and lubricated, it's likely to misfire on you. And you don't need that if you pull. If you pull, you need it to work.
Like, how often do you clean it?
I clean mine. If I don't go to the range, I clean it every 6 months. If I do go to the range, I clean it every time I go to the range.
Now, do you have to, I mean, is there a cleaning kit for these
things?
Yeah,
there's a kit. Yeah, there's a kit. It's cheap. It's like $30.
Because, you know, open it up. I mean, you say $30, but then a holster is like another $30. And then, you know, the gun's $300. And then the bullets are another $40. And so now all of a sudden that $300 purchase turned into like a $600 purchase.
Well, it's an investment in your safety, dude.
I guess.
You have to do it. You have to be safe. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to buy it all at the same day either. You can buy the cleaning kit in 3 months the first time you go to clean it.
Because, I mean, it looked like there weren't a whole lot of pieces, parts to this thing. The Smith & Wesson was like, you pull out on two little clips on the side and bloop, 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 and it was open. And then
Yeah, I mean, they're not difficult. Dude, they're definitely not difficult to take apart and put together. You know, it's usually just a couple, you know, five to eight parts. I mean, dude, even in the military, you've seen those videos of military where we're all taking apart the, you know, the weapons or whatever. And even that, when you take apart an M16, that's only about 9 pieces. You know, that's a freaking M16. That's a war rifle. You know, it only has like 9 pieces to it total itself. So,
but I think this is something that I'm going to have to do here at some point.
Yeah. Well,
I've never really wanted to own a gun. I had guns. And then my wife made me get rid of them because we had our daughter.
Right.
But I had a shotgun and a sawed-off shotgun. And then I had a collection of, like, knives and swords and stuff like that that I had. And my wife made me sell everything because she was afraid of having our daughter around. And
sure.
And well, then, you know, we were drinking and stuff like that. So she's afraid that I was going to whip out a gun and start shooting people or stabbing stuff.
But again, that's where you have to be careful. And like, I know I'm crazy careful. Like, I've had parties over here where I've had like, you know, 100 people over here. And first thing that I do when I have a party is I take the gun and I put it, I definitely put it somewhere and I unload it. And I put the rounds somewhere different than the gun so that even if somebody, you know, it's one thing to unload it. It's another thing to unload it and put the bullets and the gun in the same drawer. You know, you might as well leave it loaded. No. But just in case, because I know everybody comes over here and drinks their face off. That's the last thing I need is some fucking idiot. Oh, look what I found and shoot somebody.
Oh, dude, I did radio with a guy. This is a couple decades ago. Mm-hmm. And he was a big gun guy. And he's the one who bought me my shotgun and everything else. And so we were sitting at his house and he liked to party a little bit. And there was one night where he was partying a little bit. And all of a sudden, I look over and he's sitting there, he's twirling this fucking gun and his finger. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
And then thank God he passed out. And I took the gun off of him because it was laying down on his lap. And I took it off. I put it in a drawer. And then there was another day I was over at his house and we're sitting there on the patio and hanging out with a comedian, actually a celebrity comedian. I won't say who it is. But we were sitting on the patio and he had a pool outside. And so patio and then down a couple of stairs to get into the pool.
Right.
And I hear the sliding glass door open up, right? And I just see this long fucking, he was a collector of like military guns. And I see this long rifle, military rifle, pop out of the sliding glass door. And next thing you know, dude, and literally we're sitting right next to the door.
Right.
Pokes his gun out and just starts firing off rounds into the fucking pool. I was like, dude, this is not good, man.
Yeah, no, that's not good. That's somebody should not have a gun.
No, I'm all about gun safety. If I'm going to have one, it's going to be safe.
Well, I mean, that's the key, dude. I mean, I've had guns now for, you know, a decade or two, and none of them have ever misfired anywhere but on a range. None of them have fired anywhere but on a range.
Right.
You know, and that's the way it's going to stay, I hope. I hope I never I people say they don't want the what ifs all they want. I honest to God hope I never ever fire my judge again, except on a range. I hope I never fire the judge in my house. But if I have to, I have to. I also hope that I don't get killed by some asshole breaking into my house.
Right.
I hope that more. Then I hope to not have to fire my gun in my house.
But the people that are like, well, what if, look, it's more of a reality now than it has been in a lot of years.
Yeah.
And I think I am at a point in my life where me personally, I need to worry about the what ifs.
Well, you do. Dude, you want to put a what if on the table? How about what if you got killed? What happens to your fucking wife and your kid?
Right.
That's the biggest what if. What if somebody comes in and fucking strangles your daughter and you're not prepared to do anything about it because they hit you in the head with a pipe?
Yeah, there's a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, there's being lame because you're afraid of guns, and then there's being responsible. You're not trying to buy. If you said you were going to buy 15 guns in the next 15 months, I'd be like, all right, dude, hold on. You know, I would even step in and say, dude, you're getting a little goofy here. But you're trying to buy one gun, maybe two, because once you get the one, then you'll want a better one. You know, once you've gotten used to that one, you'll want something a little better, probably. Right. But, you know, for the most part, most people don't have 10 guns.
Right. Well, there's some people, most people I know.
Dude, most people these days, if they're going to buy stuff, instead of buying more than two or three guns, they'll buy ammo. They'll get two or three guns, and then they'll just buy thousands and thousands of rounds of ammo.
Now, where I was talking to Charlie about this particular gun, the Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this guy at the shop said it was a 10-round mag.
Okay.
Now, he said it should be more.
More?
Yeah. He what said it should be like,
what's Charlie looking to do? Getting a gun battle?
He said like the standard for that kind of gun should be like 15 or something like that.
I don't know the answer to that. Honestly,
I don't. Again, sometimes you talk to people that know more than you, and they really go way over my head. I mean, that's the problem. Yeah. It's like, I don't know enough. I do know that when I held the gun, I wanted the grip to be almost a little bit longer. So maybe that's what that would.
Maybe. I mean, again, it's a small gun. I mean, Charlie looked at the gun and thought that it should be 15 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, I
sent him, it looked like a small gun to me.
I sent him the picture that I sent you.
Yeah, I mean, where does he expect those extra five 9mm rounds to store? Unless
look, I don't know. Do they sell like longer mags?
They probably do, but it'll hang out. You know, I mean, it's there's lots of variables. That's why I'm saying you should take somebody with you that just knows, so that you don't buy something that's just useless for you. That's a paperweight.
Just give me the biggest gun you have, man. Just give.
I'm sure they will. They'll plop that 357 Magnum right on the desk and say, "Here you go."
And I'll say, "Well, you know, break out another credit card."
You'd break out more than that. That thing's like a mortgage payment. But and I'll tell you, if you ever get the chance to shoot one, I say do it. But Jesus Christ, that thing, that is like picking up a steel bar, a 357 Magnum. That is the heaviest damn handgun ever. It's a two-handed handgun. It just is.
And then somebody else said, maybe you're better off with a shotgun because...
First of all, I'm going to veto that one for you. I'm not going to veto it, but I'm going to suggest heavily to you that that's a bad idea because you can't take that downtown.
No, but I mean, if somebody came in, I'm more apt to hit them, right?
If you get a Taurus Judge, you can fill it with shotgun rounds.
But I also don't want something. Look, I mean, there's so many things that you have to think about.
Yeah. No,
if somebody came in and they're standing right in front of me, or they're standing over by one wall and I aim and I miss.
Yeah, a shotgun.
And it goes through the fucking wall and hits somebody else on the other side of that wall.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dude, again, it's all gun safety. You're talking about gun safety, man. You gotta have contingency in place. You know, I know I have a plan with my kid. We have a word that I say here, and if I say it, you hit the floor. Because I'm shooting, because that's what that means, is I'm pulling the trigger. So hit the, you know, in case ever, you know, it was one of those. And again, I think about this stuff because I'm like this, but I always think about if somebody grabbed my kid and then came into the, you know, came down the hallway. And that's why we got a word. You know, and you have a word and you just say, whatever the word is. And then they drop to the floor. The minute they start dropping, you start pulling. That way they don't get hit. That way they don't get hit.
I talked to a guy who has young kids, right? Mm-hmm. Has guns.
Yeah.
And trains kids on the guns.
Trains them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're talking kids that are probably 10 or under.
Okay.
And said that his daughter knows and says, he'll ask his daughter, "What do I tell you about guns?" And his daughter repeats, "Don't aim at anything you don't want to destroy."
True.
And we're talking about a kid that's 10 or under.
Yeah.
And I think that's fucking awesome, dude. I mean, that's badass. And that's, you know, teaching your kids the correct way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, I was my friend Stephanie, John's wife, Bloom Doggy's wife.
Yeah.
I took her kid to the range numerous times. He's 20. I think he just turned 22. So he would have been 11 or 12 at the time. Right. I took him to the range shooting the judge. You know, we would rent a gun for him to shoot generally. We'd rent a smaller gun, but I'd let him take a shot with the judge. And he'd have to, you know, and you have to learn. And this is why you don't want to just buy a gun and just keep it. You need to practice because you need to know how to hold it. You need to know how to shoot it and not have it have the recoil come back and bust your face open, and you know how to lock your elbows and how to position your feet and your you know all that type of stuff. You definitely need to know that stuff.
And what kind of kickback does that kind of gun have?
What, the judge?
Yeah.
Depends on which round you use. If you use the shotgun shells, pretty good. If you use the, what is it shoot? Whatever the other one is that it shoots, not as much. But the
now on the kind of gun that I'm looking at, was there much of a kickback?
Nah, not too bad. I mean, it'll pop, but it's not gonna. You could one hand it without getting hit in the face. If you held it out in front of you and shot it, it's gonna go like this. Like if you held it out in front of you like this and shot it, it's gonna come like that. But it's not gonna blow back into your face. No,
not. I remember I was shooting guns on a range again, probably over 2 decades ago.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad somebody's paying. I'm like brain dead today. 45 rounds.
And so I was shooting on a range, not a range, it was an outdoor range. Like I was a gunsmith and, you know, was fixing guns and all that kind of stuff for people. And so he had like a backyard that he had like bowling pins and shit set up and big sure. mounds of dirt so he could shoot into shit and stuff like that. And so I went out shooting with him. He listened to the radio and said, come on out. So we did. Mm-hmm. And you know, I held something that he had like laser sight on this fucking thing. And, you know, the kickback was pretty good. But then he had me shooting this shotgun. And by the time we were done that afternoon, my shoulder was black and blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can be. Certainly can be. But, yeah, you'll be all right, dude. And, again, I'll go with you or Charlie goes with you. We'll go with you. We'll get you what you need. Take care of you.
Well, I may need it tomorrow night if I'm going out to the Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
Well, if anybody knows anything about using a gun, it's Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. If anybody is interested, tomorrow night, Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy from Kenosha, Wisconsin, who shot a couple of people trying to kill him.
That's right.
Will be speaking at, of all places, Kent State University.
For dead and... Oh, I guess we shouldn't sing that.
No, let's not sing that song. My dad was actually at that at Kent State when those people got shot back in the day.
Wow, no kidding.
A student at the journalism school when that happened, but... Kyle Rittenhouse will be speaking, hope maybe, because I believe there are protests that are planned, obviously, and he's been to numerous schools, and I don't think he's been able to speak at a few of them because he keeps getting shouted down. And
well, let's hope he gets paid no matter what happens.
Look. I keep saying I talk to somebody because I don't like talking and naming names with these people.
Sure, sure, sure.
Talked to somebody the other day. I was like, well, fuck him. You know, what is it? You know, I heard all about that guy. I was like, well, did you actually read about the guy? Did you do the research about the guy? Did you find out what happened to the guy?
Right.
Or you just listen to the media tell you about the guy and now you fucking hate him? Because if you just listen to the media, then of course you're going to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you actually know the story, the guy was going to get killed.
Yeah.
And he did what he had to do. And he did what I would do or anybody else would do. If somebody's trying to kill you, you shoot them.
Yeah. If he hadn't shot them, they would have Reginald Denny'd his ass.
Yes.
They would have absolutely just killed him.
And then there's no way that he's speaking at any school because he would be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. I'm glad he got found not guilty. And didn't he win like $9 zillion off of stupid ass CNN?
And so, but he's speaking tomorrow night at Kent State. I don't know why. I mean, Kent State has a Turning Point USA chapter there.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk and all that kind of stuff. So there's a conservative movement, I guess, if you want to call it that, slight movement at at Kent, which is a very liberal school. And he is going to attempt to speak. So I'm going to go out there tomorrow night.
Okay.
And I'll try to take some video that we can post.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think it's going to be interesting. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll have police and everything all set up. Now, I called Kent State Police. I called the Portage County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
And I had no luck in getting anybody to come on and talk. The most I got from Kent State Police is, hey, we'll be ready if there's problems. We're... the safety of our students in the area is our utmost priority, and I get that. And that's what anybody would say if they're police trying to. But I want to know what measures they're taking, because I can't imagine that this is going to go well tomorrow. I just can't. Now we'll see.
They're not going to share that, because then you lose the element of surprise.
I guess, but I guess, yeah, we'll see. I'm interested to see what the scene looks like tomorrow night when I get out there. It's going to be at the student center.
Right.
So I don't know if protests will be allowed on the campus, but maybe across the street. There's a big parking lot. I don't know what it's going to be like. I have no idea what to expect. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's actually going to be able to talk, or do you think there's going to be enough protests that he's going to be shut down?
He'll get shut down. He'll get, you know what? I wish that these guys, whoever they are, would just, not only Kyle Rittenhouse, but any of them, Ben Shapiro, you know, any of these guys, Milo, any of them that are threatened should just speak anyway and just fuck them. Fuck what happens. You'd have enough people that would stand up, fight back.
I mean, I
wish that it would just go full anarchy and.
Yeah, but then you could have guns blazing. I don't know if we want that happening at the.
Well, most of the time, the people that own the guns are on our side, so I don't care. Honestly.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that would like to be there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you shoot video, where are you going to post it?
Well, that would be something that we need to discuss.
Yes. Let's talk about this.
Man, as soon as I put Scott's name up, the one person that signed up for Odyssey, now he's going to be pissed off.
Yeah, he probably will be in about 3, 2, 1. So we're canceling Odyssey. No.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, we've talked about it, and we wanted to figure out a way to better Odyssey was a good plan, but it was just too off the radar. So we came up with a plan that we think is going to be better to give you guys some more extra coverage, extra stuff, extra content. And basically, we came up with two services that you could use if you choose. Now, let me be clear on this. The show that you get now, you will get and continue to get for free.
Yes.
That does not change at all.
Does not change.
However.
Yes.
Starting as soon as Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, we will be doing an extra half hour, like from 5:30 to 6. That will be available to VIP subscribers on one of two places. If you want to see it live, you can sign up with our Minds account. Link is on the bottom scrolling here. And for those of you that are listening on podcasting, it's minds.com/Seth Williams Show. You can sign up there. It's kind of a social media platformy type of a thing. It has an app. You can install the app. That was another big bitch everybody had about Odyssey, was that there wasn't an app. So this has an app, and on there will be the extra content every week from the show. Seth and I are both gonna try and obligate at least one clip each of some content outside of the show to it. And just regular stuff. Like, I've been posting news clips and stuff over there. Like, I posted about the Rust verdict today came in. And I posted about that fucking piece of shit Gary Johnson selling out the Republican Party. You know, so there'll be content there. So you can get it at Minds. Or if you are a podcast subscriber and you like the podcasty way of doing it, you can get both the video and the audio of all of the Seth Williams Show. Both the full-length hour-and-a-half version of the show, as well as the cut-up into little 15- or 20-minute segments over at the Supercast, which is sethwilliamsshow.supercast.com. So there's two ways to do it. The best way to figure all that out, I know none of you wrote it down, and you're like, what the fuck, where do I go? Go to thesethwilliamsshow.com. It's all right there. Yeah. It's just right there. It's easy. You click it. You get it. It's simple.
So the extra half hour will happen. Okay. It's not something that we have to record on a Saturday and post.
No.
The extra half hour on Wednesdays will be 5:30 to 6.
Yes.
After this, the actual show that we normally do is over. We will go over there and do an extra half hour of stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of like it for those of you that watch Steven Crowder. He says, see you later, YouTube, shuts off YouTube, and then goes live on his other platform. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to shut off this platform, and then we're going to go live on the other platform.
And we will be starting that this Wednesday.
That's correct.
So go to minds.com/Seth Williams Show and sign up. Or go to thesethwilliamshow.com. Get the info there.
Yes, just go to thesethwilliamshow.com. But that is what we're doing. And yes, Habu, we are off of Odyssey. Well, I
technically it's still up because I have to manually delete every video for the past year and a half that is up there. And so that's going to take me some time to do all that. So,
but we ain't posting any more on there. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Because for several, and the biggest reason is that Odyssey didn't have an app. That's the biggest, to me, that's the biggest problem, is it didn't have an app that people could use.
I have an app on my phone for Odyssey.
For Odyssey?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had an app.
But fuck that Odyssey. We're going to go to minds.com.
Yeah, we'll go to Minds. Yeah, Minds is easy. We can broadcast there live. We could broadcast on Odyssey, too, live. But it's just easy. So we'll use Minds. And if you don't, and if you're, but if you're not somebody that needs it, like in real time, like if you want that extra half hour for like your drive to work on Tuesday or something, then you would sign up for the Supercast and you can either, you'll get both the audio and the video of that half hour on the Supercast.
Look, I ain't gonna lie here. It's time for us to start making a couple of bucks doing this show.
There you go.
And so, you know, we, the SethWilliamsShow.com has been kind of revamped a little bit.
Yes.
So this info is up there. Also, the merch store is up there as well.
That's correct.
And so, you know, there is stuff up there that you can buy. And, it, you know, look, I'm not, again, not lying to you. I'm not donating this fucking money to charity. The only charity this is going towards is to help pay off this $15,000 leg that I have to pay off. And, you know, to help Chris get some fantastic yoga mats and shit.
That's right. I
mean, we, you know, are doing this for free is fun. But it's also something that we want to do.
Well, it is a commitment, too. We're committing
at
4 o'clock in the afternoon every single week, or twice a week.
Twice a week. And so it's something that, you know, it takes time out of our day. It takes time away from our families. And not that we don't enjoy doing it, but it's time to make a couple of bucks, at least a couple, doing it.
Yeah. And again, for those of the for those that are just content as could be with the what we do,
then don't go there.
Then don't sign up. But it's there. It's there if you want more. You know, both Seth and I, we talked about it over the weekend. That's one thing we both agree on is we don't want to do any. We don't want to shake the pan. We do not necessarily want to be like, well, let's get a super chat going. And not that we'd hate that, but, you know, I don't know. I watch YouTubers that do that, and I just want to vomit in my mouth.
Look, I am one. I am literally one step away from playing video games on TikTok and hoping that somebody fucking pays to watch me do it. I mean, that's what I. That's what I'll, if I have to, I'll do it. I'll do it naked. I will sit in a chair naked playing video games on TikTok so people pay me to do it or not do it. But it's time to start making something.
Right. Well, no sooner do I say we don't want the super chats than Scott posts a super chat over on Rumble. And...
What is that? I don't even know what that does.
It gives us a buck.
Look at that. Thanks, Scott.
Scott threw us a dollar, which is more than we've made in the last 2 weeks.
Look, I'm not holding my breath that anybody's going to fucking sign up for this stuff, but at least, you know, it's out there if we want it.
Yeah, it's out there. And it's more content.
We will stay an extra half hour on Wednesdays to do it, whether you're there or not. So
yeah, that's it. And not that we hold back a lot on this version, but I'd imagine we'll probably get even more obnoxious on the other version.
Yeah. We'll take it up a notch.
Yeah, I'd imagine we'll be a little a little more willing to just say things.
I saw some backgrounds that I've always wanted to put like up on the screen behind me.
Okay.
That I normally wouldn't do on this show because, you know, sometimes my family watches or kids or something right. can be watching. But on that stuff, I'm going to put anything up there.
There you go. How much is it? It's $4.99 a month or $50 for a year.
Look at that. See? Discount for the year.
Yeah, $50.
See how fair we are?
Yeah.
While you're at it, buy a Seth Williams Show shower curtain.
There you go. Or a phone case or whatever.
Do we have like sweatshirts and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, they're all on there.
What's the size like limit? Do they go up to like size that I would like?
How big do you want it?
I want a 5X.
5X?
I like my hoodies really big.
I don't know if they go that big, but the Seth.
You realize that I have like this show with you, like we do this show together, the Seth Williams Show, whatever, and like I've yet to have one piece of merchandise myself. I have not gotten one fucking thing for myself. I need at least a hoodie that I wear, right?
Well, you gotta get something. Dude, let's see, we got shirts, cups. Well, actually, I'm going to have to put a hoodie up there. We don't
put your image on the shower curtain. I don't know if you want to see. Yeah, well, put our faces on the shower curtain, dude.
Then nobody's going to buy that. Come on.
Dude, there'll be women all over the place buying shower curtains just to see us.
Here's a sweatshirt. Sweatshirt goes up to 3XL.
So I'm going to have to go to a specialty store to get my own sweatshirt made.
Yeah, but I still want the fishing hat.
Fishing hat would be cool.
That thing is great. Have you seen this fishing hat? Oh, it's on the wrong fucking browser. God damn it. I got two browsers open and stupid junk won't work on both. Paste and go. Look at this fishing hat.
Go to thesethwilliamshow.com. Thesethwilliamshow.com. Get some merch.
Present share screen. Why is it not showing up? But never mind. I don't know what's going on.
Dude, the extra content is going to suck if we don't get it on the screen.
No, I
can. Why. Well, I don't know how to get. How do you get to the merch?
I don't even know how to get to my own fucking website.
You go to the SethWilliamsShow.com. Scroll down. That's
hey.
It. Present. Share screen. Application. I don't know why it's opening this way. That's weird.
Was it up?
There's the hat. The fishing hat.
Yeah, look at that. That's cool. Ooh, look, right? Cell phone cases, too.
Look at that thing, yeah.
I should buy a cell phone case.
Well, there you go.
I bought a cell phone case off of TikTok, mm-hmm. right? And it's supposedly indestructible.
Yeah.
But it's like fucking holding a snake covered in water, dude. It's like slick and falls out of your hand. No wonder it's fucking indestructible because you can't hold it.
Right, there you go. We got all the shit here. Cups, water bottles, wine tumblers.
Yeah.
More cups, water bottles, pint glasses.
That blue shirt is pretty slick. I like that.
This thing?
How much is that? Yeah.
$23.
That's it.
Yeah, believe me, we ain't getting rich off any of this shit. Goes up to 3X.
Damn it.
You don't need more than a 3X, do you?
Yes, I do.
You
How about
do?
The beanie? Yeah, what about the beanie? Is that a beanie?
That's a beanie, yeah.
Let me see that one. All right, that'd be cool. I like bigger clothes, dude. I'm going to buy that. How much is that?
$26.
$26. Does it come in different colors?
Yeah. Comes in black, gray.
Well, I kind of like the gray. The gray's kind of cool.
Brown. Yeah. Gold.
Gold.
Red.
Red. Red looks kind of cool with the shield logo.
Yeah. Green or dark gray.
I'm going to have to get one of those.
Yeah, those are nice.
What else we got?
Let's see.
Now, the key is that you have to go to thesethwilliamsshow.com and buy fucking something.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. That was wrong.
How about a pillow?
A pillow?
Seth Williams pillow.
I like shorts. Shorts are cool.
Shorts? Wife beaters? Or, I'm sorry, premium tank tops?
What's a red thing? Is that a sweatshirt?
Coach's jacket.
a coach's jacket.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, but it's probably going to not fit. All the shit we got. It's not going to fit the guy.
That's 5X.
Look at it. Really?
Goes to 5X.
All right. How much is that, though?
$43.
That's not bad.
It's waterproof.
I kind of like that. Look at that.
That's red, brown. If you want to be Cleveland Browns colors. Black, gray, maybe. Maybe we're sold out of gray.
Sold out of gray. How are they sold out of gray? We haven't sold anything.
Well, because they don't keep these in a warehouse. They just keep the coats. And then they
I might even get one of those. That's more my size. I want to get one of those.
Well, it's there.
Is the logo decent size? I mean, am I going to see it?
Oh, it's that big. There it is.
All right, that's not bad.
I mean, that's what it looks like on the coat.
Look, you look patriotic and support the show.
Yeah. What else we got here? We got different shirts, sweatshirt, the women's leggings.
Oh, look, a bra. I could use that. Look, it would serve dual purpose. Me and my wife could share it.
Just think you could wear that to the gym.
Yes. My sports bra.
Those of you with babies, you could wear you can put your baby in a onesie.
He says blind women are going to watch our shower curtains with the face on it.
Well, here's the shower curtain. Look at that.
Look at that. That's nice. I'd get one, but I only have a shower door. I don't have a thing to hang it.
$43. A little steep.
A little steep for a shower curtain. Don't buy the shower curtain. Buy something else.
Stickers. Now, these are what everybody should be. Everybody should at least buy a sticker.
And put it in your car.
Yeah, put it in $6. Come on.
You realize I still have a fucking Chisalka fucking sticker on the back of my car? I can't get it off. It's like stuck permanently. I'm going to sell my car. All right, there's some good stuff on there, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
So there you go. So the merch is there as well over at thesethwilliamshow.com. Got all kinds of stuff. More stuff coming.
Awesome. I dig it. All right. Well, thesethwilliamshow.com.
Look at Rick. He donated $3.
Hell yeah. What's that? When do I get my cut there, Chris?
I'll send you $2 right away.
No, I owe you 30, so take it off my tab.
Yeah. You don't even want to know what a nightmare that was. Dude, I went to pay for the shit for the mines, and it kept telling me my card was declined, and then sure enough, it wasn't. It fucking charged it 3 times.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So now nice. Now I'm fighting with them. Not fighting. I sent them an email saying, hey, refund me on these things. So it's not a fight. It's just a, they got to refund me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick. I went to spend 60 and I spent 180. You know, it's like, damn it. Now I got to watch my stupid credit card to make sure they do refund it. You know, so.
You need to do the extra half hour for free for about 2 months to draw people in with excellent content. Then start. Look, it's fucking excellent content already. How long do you want me to wait? I'm not waiting another 2 months. I'll be dead in 2 months.
We've done 2 years of free content.
Yeah. I'm not jacking off in a shower with Seth Williams shower curtain.
Damn it. I don't even want to see that image.
Yeah, yeah. The whole, even with the Seth, I got now the image of this shadow figure behind the Seth Williams shower curtain, and you see him jerking off.
Maybe we could put an old Chiselka photo on the shower curtain. People use it for AIM.
$4.99.
Yeah, $4.99. Links are at the bottom of the screen here.
Or on thesethwilliamshow.com.
Yeah.
Along with the merchandise.
Along with the merch. So sign up for something. Do us a favor here.
Yeah, come on.
Please?
If we ask nicely.
Well, if this was Wednesday,
we'd be doing a half hour.
We'd be saying so long to you people, and then we'd be playing to the one person that'll probably sign up between now and Wednesday.
That's all right. I'd rather play to one person than none.
I'm with you.
So sign up before Wednesday. You'll get your extra half hour on Wednesday.
That's right.
But thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Go to thesethwilliamshow.com, thesethwilliamshow.com. The website looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's so
check it out. Other than that, it's time to wrap things up. What do you say?
I'm in.
Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Sign up on Minds, please. Check it out. Extra content Wednesday. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.
The internet has changed the game to where you don't need millions of dollars to own your own viable radio or TV station. A good concept and a great streaming platform are all you need. We've got that platform for you. I'll Get Drunk Noise is the best place to stream your very own online radio or TV station. We offer 24/7 scheduling, on-demand options, the ability to go live on your channels, and much, much more. Sell and plug in your own advertisements within your programming as you see fit. Our stations are fully licensed and legal. It's all here for you, so get started today. Just visit www.uncontrolledNoise.com and let us know you are ready to broadcast. Uncontrolled Noise, your best place for online radio and television stations.